Blog Talk Radio.
I have two special guests with me today, and we'll be talking about, you know, self-healing, fitness, and so on today. So today I have with me Dr. Brittany, and I have with me Indigo. Hello? Are you guys on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hello. All righty. So I have you guys on the line today. So how you guys doing today? How you, Dr. Brittany, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed to be in the land of the living. How are y'all?
Indigo, how you feeling?
I'm good. It's a great day. I can't complain. So, you know, I'm all right.
That's great. So I'm just going to jump into, you know, talking about, you know, self-healing and healing from within yourself. And, you know, going through my journey of, you know, my yoga journey, my meditation journey, and also my fitness journey, I've learned to, you know, accept a lot of things within myself, from my outer appearance and my inner appearance, and changing, you know, just myself in general. And I would like, you know, just to, you know, from and, you know, Dr. Brittany and Indigo, and your point of view of self-healing. What do you consider? I'm going to ask you first, Dr. Brittany, on your, you know, your point of view of how you, you know, your self-healing, and how you just, you know, get yourself together from, you know, not having an anxiety or having depression or not trying to beat yourself up or not feeling down. How do you, you know, do your self-healing?
Well, I do my self-healing by first praying to God. I know it's easier said than done. I've actually been diagnosed, you know, with major depressive disorder, PTSD, ADD, ADHD, severe anxiety and depression. And that sounds like a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it is. However, when you know who you are and whose you are, what the doctor says is irrelevant, right? So what I do is, what I decided to do was choose myself. You know, when we self-heal, when we think of self-healing and depression, when we say those things, do we really know what self means? Do we really know what are the key functions for self? How to self-maintain, you know, even healing, even depression. So what I decided to do was, before I started seeing a psychiatrist, I decided to choose myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to choose me. If I didn't choose me, I would be alone. So starting, I pray, and I decided to choose myself and, you know, just control what's going on around me.
Yeah. Indigo, what is your way of, you know, self-healing for, you know, what is your rituals, or what do you do for self-healing?
Well,
I have a list of people who I listen to, and I have a theme that I follow in the morning that kind of sort of just helps to refill my cup. So the first thing that I do in the morning, I make sure that I don't touch my cell phone. I realize that prayer time through emails, text messages, definitely social media, Facebook, Instagram, you know what I mean? As soon as you open it up, there's always something negative that you see majority of the time. For me, for dealing with like self-healing, I kind of sort of look into people who are very positive, like Eric Thomas is one who I really listen to for just motivation, just for, you know, getting me up, getting me going in the morning, getting me in the right headspace. So that's one thing that I do. And then also just music, you know, I think people just don't realize how powerful music is. It can be toxic or it can be self-healing. So I watch what other in the mornings as well. I just go from there, and I just always give myself positive affirmations throughout the day. You know what I mean? When you're dealing with that, like for me, I didn't always love who I see in the mirror. Maybe about 2.5-3 years ago is when I really actually started loving me. I hated what I mirror. I thought that I was unattractive. I just didn't like it. And it just came from a lot of things stemming from childhood. You know what I mean? Some things from my early adulthood. But like I said, now just, you know, looking at myself in the mirror, speaking positive, you know, saying positivity into myself, and just knowing that I'm, like I said, you know, that's how I carry it every day, and I try to give it to my clients as well.
Yeah, and I definitely I noticed that with you when we, like, when you do your workouts and stuff like that. I noticed how, like, I can definitely feel that type of energy when you always say your endings at the end of the workout, and how you even, you know, be on your page and you still give that, you know, that enlightenment to your client, which is really dope. Also, you, Dr. Brittany, I noticed how you also give powerful inspiration to those to help them go throughout their day. And me, myself, I do the same thing. And, you know, with my self-love ritual, and, you know, I've been through the same thing, you know, I've never really looked at myself a certain way, but I started to realize, you know, who I was as a person, and, you know, with prayer and, you know, just accepting myself and really just looking myself in the mirror and really talking to myself like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, nothing is going to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? I love every single imperfection that I have. So it's just, it's a journey, because it don't take just one day of a process to, you know, really accept yourself and really love yourself. It's a day one practice, you know, when you do fitness and stuff like that, or do whatever you do in your daily life, it takes time and it takes a moment. I also wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, the outer, you know, taking care of yourself on the outer. And I wanted, you know, Indigo, I wanted you to give, like, advice on fitness and starting fitness on the fitness journey, how you started your fitness journey, and how anybody out there that wants to start a fitness journey, how can they, you know, be able to get into that and still keep going and still keep pushing without giving up?
First, I would say, stop looking for the perfect time to start. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, the stars are not going to align. It's not going to be like a rainbow with a big old sign that says today is okay. Like, just start where you are. You know what I mean? And even if you set a small goal, like, today I'm going to do 5 squats and I'm not going to drink soda today. Like, start small. I think a lot of us try to look at the big picture and it becomes overwhelming and we just give up easy. Instead of thinking about it, like I said, just those small steps, and when we look back after time of being consistent, then it makes a big change. So like I said, anybody who's starting right now, like I said, I would just recommend, like I said, once again, just making that leap. You know, do your research. Definitely don't follow the trends. A lot of us go out there and we just jump on this detox tea or this keto bar or, you know, this meal plan instead of just really doing our research. And sometimes it just messes up and it sets us back. And it's not healthy in the long run.
Yeah.
And then for me, like starting my fitness journey, it started with me running track. I ran track in high school and I was very slow. Very slow. very. Like the girls were beating me. So I was very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Not challenged at all. And what happened was I was like, I can't do this. So I started studying. I would go to Barnes & Noble here in Baltimore, Maryland, and I would just read and read and read for hours and just learn. So I started teaching myself how to improve my running.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year when I came back, I just was faster than everybody who was on the team.
Okay.
And then when I left and I went to college and stuff like that, just once again, just studying and learning and perfecting my craft, I started teaching others. And like I said, the sky was the limit.
Yeah.
I just missed making it to Olympic Trials 2016. I missed the Olympic Trials by 0.02. So it is, you know what I mean, for testimony for me, it's like anything that you put your mind to, you can do. Talent is not always there, but if you push hard enough, then you can make anything happen.
Yeah. So we're going to take a real quick break, and then we're going to go right back into it.
Okay.
So.
Come on. Come on. Taylor Lynn. Can you hear me, Marquise?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, hello?
Hello? I can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, can you hear me.
Dr. Brittany? Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. We're back. So, you know, back to, to your fitness journey, Indigo, and how you got into your fitness journey and how, you know, how people should do their research on how to be consistent. So what is your advice also on, like, eating? Like, what should be cut out of, you know, the daily, you know, meals that we eat on a daily? What should be cut out or portion, you know, on a daily basis while we eating?
So it really depends on what your goal is. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah, hello,
so
can you
really
hear me?
Just depends. Yes, I can hear you now. It just really depends on what your goal is. So if my goal is to gain weight versus lose weight or tone up, or also down to what if you're doing it for a sport. So like I said, your goal is everything when you start talking about your diet. But some of the main things that you definitely want to cut out is your sugars. Your sugars your artificial sugars like your candy, like the chocolate, sodas for sure. All that stuff should be cut out, because what happens is that stuff turns into a form of fat, and now you're in a worse situation than what you started, and it's not pushing towards your goals. Once again, watch out for the things that you follow, like the trends that you see. That most of the time it seems like a quick fix, but has long lasting effects. So one of the things that I definitely preach to people when they first starting out is just be careful. Look into your lean meat, like your fish, your chicken, things of that nature as well. Stuff like healthy protein, and then just go from there. And please, if you're trying to lose weight, starving yourself is not the option. Please make sure you eat. Your metabolism needs to build, so please provide it with that.
Yeah. So what do you think about, like, if someone wanted to go, like, vegan? Do you have any advice for the ones that would like to go vegan?
Just know that is a commitment. You know, anything that you have going on like that, just know that is a lifestyle change. I think that being vegan is good, but it just sucks that you have a hard time finding things. You know what I mean? Depending on where you live, because you might not have, you know, a lot of vegan choices, you know, when it comes to restaurants, when it comes to even grocery shopping sometimes, you know, so you might just have to order some things and be patient. But once again, like I said, I do think that is a healthy choice. Just even still with being vegan, you know, don't add things that has a lot of sugar into your diet, because you'll still be inside of a messed up situation. So just be careful and make sure that water is your best friend. So when it comes to weight loss, water will definitely aid in that. And even when it comes to toning up, you know, water, you know, will definitely help you reach your goal a lot faster.
Right. Dr. Brittany, so do you work out? Do you do anything? Like, do you do any activities or anything?
Well, I used to a long time ago, but I guess me chasing after my baby is what me working out. I do watch what I eat. I also take that as well. You know, so as far as me nutrition or, you know, working out, things of that nature, I just watch my surroundings. I take ownership of my energy. But as far as working out, no, that's how I mentally cope.
Okay.
I see.
So, do you guys, do you talk to anybody about, you know, adding meditation and yoga into it when you're doing your fitness, you know, if your clients or anything like that?
Yes, actually, with my online training app. I have stuff on there that's already programmed for yoga. So kind of just helps them stay in that as well. And when it comes down to meditation, I don't have them do it, but I'm definitely not against it. I just don't force it on anybody, but that is something that I do, you know, for myself. And like I said, and if they ever ask me about it, then I definitely do tell them that I think that is a good choice, you know.
Okay. So what, in meditation, what do you do in your meditation? Like, what do you do? Like, what is your routine? You know, and when do you do it? And how many times do you do it?
Crazy enough, I do my meditation in my car. So, you know what I mean? Like, my car is kind of sort of like my place of peace, which is weird. You know what I mean? Like, it just reminds me of a vacation that I had went on, and I had rented that car. And then when I came back, it just was such a good vacation, I went and bought the same car, same color, everything. I don't know if any of you guys ever heard of her, but her name is Alina Baraz. So I listened to Alina Baraz. Her album, which is called Urban Flora, is Alina Baraz and Galamantes. And I listened to that. I sit in my car and once again just allow my mind to travel, you know, to a different place somewhere where I feel like it's peaceful. It's not stressful. I park my car somewhere, usually where it's close to water, and I just allow myself to vibe. And like I said, for me, it's cleansing of all the stress that I may have going on. And I'm not saying bad stress, but even, you know, good stress sometimes can be overwhelming, you know. So, like I said, I just allow myself to just break away from the world, like attach, you know what I'm saying, detach from the world. And that's what we need sometimes. You know what I mean? Just a break, just to breathe, you know? With me having 1,001 things that I do, which once again, it's all good. They're also, you know, going in the right direction. But sometimes I'd be like, man, I need an extra 8 hours in a day.
Right.
I need
an extra
eight. You know, so,
right.
So,
that's solid. Yeah. That's solid there, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like I said, it definitely helps out a lot for me. You know what I mean? She's Alina Baraz and like I said, a couple other artists that I kind of takes you to a different place, and different minds, you know, different headspace. That's what works for me.
I try to consider it for everyone to, you know, put it in their daily practice, because it is something that we should be doing to clear our minds from a whole lot of things that we do, because, you know, if you, you know, and you're filled with a lot of different people, so, you know, you try to keep your energy, you know, protect your energy, and when you're dealing with your clients and being mindful of what you do, you know, as a fitness trainer, and you as well, Dr. Bernie, when, you know, and your feel how you connect with a lot of people and you deal with a lot of people, which, you know, you deal with a lot of different personalities, and you have to have that mindset to deal with, you know, the different people that you're, you know, that you're around and that you deal with. And you don't want to give, you know, the people to deal with that negative energy, or, you know, make it seem like, oh, I don't want to be around, you know, you, because you're you know, you carry yourself okay. And that's why, you know, the first time, you know, that I seen Indigo, I was like, wow, like, I like his energy. I like the way, you know, he brings that energy and makes you want to, like, get him and, like, oh, okay, I'm about to get it in, y'all, I'm about to get it in. So, it's like, you know, it's all about your energy and how you carry yourself, you know, and, you know, try to reflect on yourself so you can be able to, you know, carry the light and spread that light to everyone else. And I just, you know, wanted to take a time, you know, just a couple of minutes and just do like a breathing technique. I like to do this doing my my podcast. I like to, you know, just breathe, take a couple of breaths, and, you know, just feel the breaths, feel our bodies, feel our hearts, and just clear our minds of, you know, whatever we had, you know, going on this weekend and what's going on in this world today. So I just, you know, want you guys to, if you guys are in a quiet, you know, peaceful surrounding, or just, you know, by yourself, just take a moment. And everyone else, my listeners, if you're out taking a walk or you're alone, just take this time to just, you know, have a solitude for just a couple of minutes while we do a meditation sequence and just a breathing technique. And we're going to start, we're going to breathe in.
Can I ask?
Breathe out. Yeah. Say it again.
I'm sorry. I was asking you, can I add something to that, if you don't mind? You
yes.
know, for
yes.
people,
I don't,
for people
yes.
who okay, for people who
yes.
may not know how to actually meditate, and I'm not taking anything from you, but I'm just, you know, just in case we have people on who don't know what it actually means to meditate. You know, if not, you know, just like you said, get just in a peaceful environment. You know, and also while you're meditating,
yeah.
just focus on self, you know, deep down your identity,
yeah.
your character. You know, a lot of people don't know that yeah. there are three main parts to self. You know, focus on your self-knowledge,
yeah.
you know, your interpersonal self, your agent self, you know, all those things during that, as well as getting self-integrity. You know, that's very important, getting your mind clear.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
would suggest that be added during this moment. If you didn't mind, I'm sorry, I just have to say that.
Yes, no, I know. I definitely need it. Thank you. I definitely needed that. I really appreciated that input. And and after that input, we're going to self-reflect on ourselves and, you know, bring that light within ourselves. You know, take away that
right.
self-doubt, take away the stress, take away that anxiety that tries to stop us and block us. Because it does not serve us, you know what I'm saying? It a lot of people, you know, or ourselves, you know, think that we're going to have a bad day, but it's our choice, you know, to have a good day or a bad day. And at the end of it, we're supposed to have a good day every day. You know, we can't just let one thing make us have a bad day. We have to continue on, you know, with that smile on our face and keep going and keep pushing, you know, even though, you know, we might trip and fall. We might have our failures. We might have a little bit of setbacks, but we're going to continue on moving forward. And, you know, I just want us to take a deep breath in, inhale. We're going to inhale and let go of the stress build in our shoulders. I want you to let go. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I want you to focus on you and your breathing and how you're breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Focus that you are a great person. You are a light towards this world. You are here with a purpose. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are here with the greatness. You are meant for greatness. You are beautiful inside and out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let go of that anxiety, of that depression, because you are not meant for that. You are not meant for it. It does not serve you any purpose. Depression should not be there. Anxiety should not be there. It should not. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are made from this earth. You are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are great. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in deeply. And I want you to hold in that air and let it out. So I want to jump right back into it. So I love to, you know, wake up in the morning and, you know, do my meditation. I like to do my yoga in the morning and stuff like that. And Indigo, I've been trying to get on my mouse. The mouse. Hello? Are you guys still on?
Yeah, getting in. Yep, getting in
Get the
mouse in there.
Those last miles, y'all, I'm not even going to say. My body was so sore. I just don't know. Like you said, like when I ran track high school, I wasn't the fastest, you know. And when I was younger, I broke my legs when I was younger. So I still kind of have that, you know, that pain in my legs. But I still go. I still be pushing. And it's just the pain. That pain is just, oh my goodness. Oh, I got to soak for 3-4 hours of all that pain on that go. But I was so proud of myself that I pushed through, you know, those miles. Like, I was like, I'm going to challenge myself, and I'm going to push, and I'm going to go and do it. Because I like to, like, I felt really good waking up early in the morning. You know, I'll meditate, and then I'll go out, put my head, my music, my airs, and I'll go out, go jogging. And then I'll do it again, you know, in the afternoon and, you know, get it in to get those miles in. But when I was jogging, I noticed how my mind started to clear, and I started to meditate, you know, while I was jogging, and, you know, breathing in that cold breeze that was going during that month. And it felt really good, you know, doing the jogging. I noticed in one of your lives that you said that you don't like to really run a lot. Do you still, Indigo, jog in the morning, or do you like do it sometimes?
I only jog when it's competitive. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I've ran so much in my life dealing with track and dealing with the military that I don't want to do anybody's running. But if you're making competitive, like how we did the first challenge where we had to do the 25 miles, only reason I went that hard is because I was like, I can't let the people in the group beat me, so I'm gonna go ahead and knock out 10 miles. But other than that, I don't even do any jogging. Even when I get ready for like my fitness competitions, I usually do the Stairmaster or I'll walk on the treadmill. But that's really it. Like I said, I hate any, and I'll just be honest with you. And now y'all gonna be like, but you're a personal trainer. I'm gonna be real with you. Anything that is running for me longer than 1 minute, my mind is like, I don't want to do it. It sucks. Doesn't mean I ain't going to get it done. It doesn't mean I'm not going to get it done. But I don't like it. I don't like it. So,
I was like, I'm going to do it. But it's the pain, like, even with, you know, with working out. Mm-hmm. I'm already small in size. So, you know, working out, even my body, it just gets really, really sore for like a good 2-3 days. And I'll just give my, you know, I know my body, so I give my body that, you know, that time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I just try to give my body that rest. I think Dr. Brittany had got disconnected, and we're just going to see if she's going to get back connected, but we're still going to keep going. But with my fitness journey, you know, I've noticed that I didn't like that soreness. I didn't like the pain. I hate that. That's the worst thing of fitness ever that I hate. But I don't mind working out. I don't mind out. I know every, you know, perfect every, you know, I know how to get it in and perfect it. It's just I don't want to sweat and I don't want to hurt. But at the end of the day, what I've learned, you know, when I, you know, learn working out with you, that you have to take that pain and you have to take that sweat. And now I'm like, and I still push through, even with workouts, with the challenge, even though I didn't finish, I still went back, you know, to the videos, and I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to. And I pushed through without stopping, going and going and going, regardless if I was sweating and it was, you know, and I was in pain, I was still going and pushing myself. And that's the whole point that, you know, I try to make with fitness or being in the fitness. You know, it's pain, even with self, it's pain that you have to feel. Like, have to feel. And
Your phone went in and out now.
Okay. And is the one in and out?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Dr. Brittany, are you back on? Hello?
I don't think she's back on.
Okay, we're going to still keep going. But with, you know, the journey of self-healing, you have to still, you know, accept, you know, your imperfections and your flaws. Hello? Oh, you're back on. Hey.
Hi there. I don't know what happened. I'm back.
You're back on, but we're back. But we're still talking about self-healing and self-acceptance. But, you know, everybody has a different journey, you know, with finding themselves. Not everybody, you know, find themselves right then and there, and some do. And when you do find that self-acceptance, you cry, you know, you go through the ugly, you go through the bad. And basically, Dr. Brittany, what I was saying, you know, with fitness, is also with self-acceptance, you know, with the pain. I was telling Indigo how I felt, you know, like I didn't really like fitness because of the pain and the sweat. You know, I don't like that pain. I don't like the sweat. But when you're going, you know, when you're accepting yourself, you have to go through that pain and that sweat with yourself, you know, like my favorite word, for the betterment of you. You know what I'm saying? You have to accept your ugly and your bad. You know, a lot of people aren't going to accept your ugly and your bad and still talk about your ugly and your bad and not talk about your transformation from the ugly and bad. And and I know in my experience, while I'm going through my journey, and I still hear a lot of people close to me still talk about my ugly and my bad. And, you know, I'm like, I've accepted that. I've looked myself in the mirror and I've accepted that. But today, that's not me and who I am. And a lot of people close or are friends to you, that's what they do. Some still talk about, you know, what you did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that you wanted to better yourself, you know, from that. You wanted to better yourself from that. You wanted to level from that. You wanted to elevate yourself from that. And we have to understand that it's time for us to elevate, you know, keep elevating from wherever we came from. We can't still be holding back and still be in setback and looking in the past and thinking that we're going to move forward with ourselves when we're not. We're still going to be stuck in the same position talking about, you know, the old things, or still being mad at old things that, you know, that we chose. It's time to choose something that's better for ourselves. And
right,
you know, I just want to know you guys' point of view, Dr. Brittany and Indigo, your point of views of, you know, how other people, or, you know, just in your opinion of how others should be able to self-accept themselves, self-love themselves, regardless of, you know, what flaw that they have or, you know, whatever past that they had. What is your, you know, your views on that or your opinions on that? And we're going to start with Dr. Brittany. What do you think?
I think
hello?
Personally, can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay. What I
yes,
do
I
and what I tell my clients is, again, I can't stress this enough, you have to choose you. You have to choose you. A lot of times people will try to bring up your past or say this or say that about you. However, people learn how to treat you from you. You show people how to treat you. Yes, people hurt us, but a lot of times we hurt ourselves a lot worse than they do because we allow them to continue to do this cycle. You know, we allow them to continue to get mad at us for no reason, this, that, and the third. Do y'all get what I'm saying? With that being said,
yeah.
Sometimes you have to isolate yourself. That's why I stress the fact you have to take
yeah.
ownership of your inner peace. If you know you don't feel like talking on the phone,
yeah.
do not answer it. If you know you're not expecting company
yeah.
and someone pops up, do not answer it. You have to control yourself.
Yeah.
Self-control. You know, a lot of times people don't realize that they're in toxic situations and they will stay there and be held in bondage. Again, you have to choose yourself. How can I get free? How can I break free from this? That goes back to generational curses. Sometimes your family is your biggest downfall. You know, people speak word curses.
Yeah.
Some people may not get it, but, you know, you have to really do a self-evaluation. That's why I said you have to really know what self itself means. You really have to know what healing itself means, as well as depression. It is real. Yes, mental illness is real, but depression,
yeah.
you if you have not ever, ever been if you have not ever dealt with it, you wouldn't really know. But it's so many people that have dealt with depression and they don't even know that they're depressed, you know. So if I'm talking to you,
yeah.
Indigo, and I know that I'm a nice person and I haven't ever did anything wrong to you, this is an example, and you're ugly to me and I'm always a happy person, I'm going to go off by myself and wonder what I did to him because he's ugly
mm-hmm.
to me. That's where depression starts, you know. People would pick
and
nag and things of that
nature. You, boo.
Huh?
I would never be ugly to you, boo. Go ahead, though. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I was just using you as an example. I like to do examples.
I know.
Right. But that's where it starts, you know. You have to take ownership. You have to show people how you can treat me. You can't talk to me no any kind of way. People say that respect is earned, but I beg to differ. If I'm nice to you, then why are you going to be ugly to me? Do I not deserve to be respected? Is that not earned? So that's why I say it's not earned. If I'm if I'm respectful to you, you should be respectful to me. Now, people need to learn how to
right.
say no. People need to understand that there is a difference in being respectful and disrespectful. So we don't want to disrespect
yeah.
our elders, you know, because that's how we were taught. However, they shouldn't disrespect you either.
Right.
That makes sense.
I agree.
Facts. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times people won't say anything. And then it's people like us who now, like I just gained my voice at the age of 28. Sadly, I had been
mm-hmm.
bullied, made fun of, people ran over me. I would be upset because people would be mad at me and didn't know why. Now I could care less. If I know I did nothing wrong, then that does not consist of me. You know, if I know I did nothing wrong, I'm not going to focus on why so-and-so is mad at me. She mad by herself. He mad by herself. It's not what they call you.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you answer
mm-hmm.
to. Yes, I may have drank when I was young. Now, this is just an example. I may have drank when I was younger. However, that's the thing of the past. My past no longer haunts me. You know,
mm.
I can live and testify
mm.
about
yeah.
it, keep going. You know, my past is what made me. My flaws
mm.
is why God called. I am great today because of my past and my flaws. Some people didn't make it. You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? So people got to take
yeah.
authority as well.
Yeah.
Say what you mean and mean what you say. When you know who you are and whose you are, you do become a threat to society because society is not used to confident people, people who are confident in their own skin, people who are confident knowing that they fell a long time ago, but they done got back up. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People
yep.
don't get it.
I
if
agree.
You show people how to treat you, then a lot of times people won't deal with you because they can't tell you what to do. They don't get us because God got us.
Fact.
And that's just the truth. So it starts with self.
That is.
You got to sit down. If I'm not well, I can't be good. I can't be a mother to my children. I can't be good to anybody else. So self-love is the best love. If I don't love myself, how can I say I love somebody else?
That's
the truth. So, and if you got people that are always making fun of you, that's not your friend. Baby, we're all 50 years old. Quit saying I got a big forehead. Baby, I may have a big forehead, but I can wear it well. You see what I'm saying? Mama, don't tell me that I'm going to do this. That's the word curse. The devil is a lie. DHR won't do this. You know what I'm saying? You have to come back at people real quick. Mm-hmm. People think I'm crazy. People think I'm rebellious. Yeah. I'm not. I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and you're not going to speak that over my life, period.
Yeah.
And you
have
to stand up. You're gonna have to take authority. They're gonna have to walk in it. That isolation is really is preparation for greatness. You know, God is not gonna give you what He has for you if you got all these people that's been hindering you. You hadn't made it to where God has called you to be because people pulling and tugging at you. Everybody want a word, but you can't even be heard. You better step in front.
Yeah.
Let them know what's real. I am who I am. Mm. With or without you. And with or without you. If I gotta go by myself, I will go. I'm telling you right now, by myself. And that's just it. I used to did not be like this, y'all. I just gained my voice at the age of 28. I just really started living. You know? Really started living because I was worried about what everybody else did.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by it takes a journey. It takes a process, you know what I'm saying, you know, for people to really, you know, have that voice or be themselves or be who they are made to be. It takes a journey. It's not going to come right then and there. And a lot of people want to rush it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they rush it, things wrong. And things don't go as it should. You know what I'm saying? So what is your view, Indigo, on, you know, how others should find their self-love or self-reflect on them?
For me, it's more so like, look at how far you came, you know, where you came from. Some of us have came from low-income homes, single parent homes, have been through hell and back, and you just being in the position that you are now to even just be alive shows that you are a survivor and that you're strong. And people just downplay that. Like the story for me is a couple of years ago when I had went through my divorce, like I had lost everything. I had lost my house, I had lost my car, lost my job, everything, like even my family. Wow. Kind of sort of turned on me and stuff like that. It was like, you ain't going to be nothing without her. All of that. I tried to commit suicide and the gun jam, like just a whole lot of stuff. And for me now, like looking back at it, you know, when I go through things now, I'm like, I survived a lot of stuff. I survived trying to commit suicide. So it's like, if I made it through that, like, I ain't about to get mad about somebody calling me a name.
Like, right.
That's no way, no way compared to me almost being homeless and having to figure it out. You know, me sitting in the house crying myself to sleep, you know what I mean, because I'm frustrated and because my heart is broken. Like, I know what rock bottom feels like, and I won't allow myself to be there ever again. You know what I mean? And I just surround myself once again with positivity and with love, and that's just love, one, starting with myself. And it's not a cocky, but it's definitely a confidence within myself now that I'm just like, hey, you are amazing. You are amazing. Mm-hmm. And remember that. So I think people, you know, definitely have to start with that first. It's just accepting who they are, laws and all. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying, you know, not try to better yourself because you always should. But, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like how you say, if you got a big forehead, like you said, wear it well. Well, you know, I'm not that tall, but in my head I'm 6'5". In my head I am 6'5". Reality, I'm about 5'8", but I'm 6'5" in my head. So I live that way, you know what I mean? And I definitely want other people to just really realize that at the end of the day, you got one chance in this thing called life. You know, live it to the max every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. You know what I mean? Regardless of what other people you to do. Yeah, like do what you want to do and be fine with it. Be fine with it.
I also learned, you know, that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You can go ahead.
I wanted to add to that, you know, another way to take control of that. No, I learned to no longer put me or my children in a situation to get ourselves upset. You know, I'm not, my expectations of people are very high, you know, because I see people, but I don't see people how other people see them. I see them for who God has called them to be, you know. I don't see all the flaws or things of that nature, you know. I really don't. However, I have learned to not put myself or my children in a situation to get ourselves, to get us upset or to get our feelings hurt. So I have stopped. I normally have people's expectations very high because I'm expecting them to have a heart like me, but everybody's not like that. You know, and again, I'm not saying I'm the perfect person, but I do. I think the best of people. I see the good in people. Mm-hmm. However, they can be vicious and low down. So what I do is I don't put myself in a situation. I don't set me or my children up for failure at all. So I don't go to jail or hell. I just I separate myself. Then my family, one time my family was like, "That's pride." No, that's not pride. I'm taking ownership of my inner peace. You don't run my household.
Yeah.
You don't run me. Yes, you are my parents, and I respect you dearly, and I love you dearly. However, I have been in a toxic situation for a long time, and I'm grown now, and I'm just now living. So, hey, I choose me.
Yep.
And sometimes you have to love
and
people from a distance.
Yeah. And that's anybody should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, and that's the whole point of self-love. You have to choose. You have to choose your happiness. You have to choose you. And you can't, you know, it's your choice, your decision that you're making for yourself. And when you make those decisions for yourself, you know, you realize that you're taking a step forward, you're moving forward, you're feeling, you know, you're waking up, you feeling yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really feeling yourself. You're like, oh, okay, all right. I'm feeling myself. Hey, you know, you waking up, you're like, okay, I see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So we have to just keep, you know, loving ourselves. Keep loving ourselves regardless of anything. Regardless of anything.
And people have to.
Of anything, shoot. You might wake up, you might get a big bump on your face. You're like, oh, shoot, I know I still look good today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's a journey that we go through with ourselves on a daily basis, and we just have to just, you know, keep loving ourselves regardless. Regardless of anything. Just wake up like, dude,
I love myself. One thing for sure, this is kind of sort of chime in on it, is that sometimes our biggest hurdle or downfall can be the people that are closest to us. And we have to protect our energy from that as well. You know, just because it's your mom or just because it's your dad or cousin or whoever that may be, if they are bringing negative energy into your life as well, then separate yourself from them. You know, it doesn't mean that you don't love them.
Yeah.
It means that you love yourself more. And that's the thing, you know what I mean? Like sometimes, like, and I'm not speaking bad on my mom, love my mom to death, but she did not want me to start personal training. She wanted me to do a 9-to-5. That's what she wanted, you know, and that's not what was for me. You know, she didn't want me to start modeling. She thought that it was stupid. And now, you know what I mean, I've made a lot of huge, like, milestones with that. You know what I mean? And now she's super proud of it because she sees the fame and the money behind it. But, you know what I mean? He wasn't there supporting from the beginning. And if I would have allowed my family to dictate my life and dictate my happiness, I would have been so unhappy.
Very much.
So that's one thing that I don't do, you know what I mean, is I'm in control of this. You know, this is my life. This is my ship. So which means that I'm the captain. It's either you can get on a boat or you can swim. Either way, this boat is moving forward. So,
right.
I mean, it's so you.
With
you know what I mean? So, with or without you, I hope you get on. I really do. But if you don't, it's okay.
You're lost.
Well. You know what I mean? So, that's just, you know, that's just things that I think that people get so wrapped up in, you know what I mean? Like, we think about it as, always our mom or it's my dad or whatever. We think that they have they may have the best interest at heart, but sometimes their best interest ain't what's best for you. Like,
right.
Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Like, you know, my mom has worked for the traffic enforcement for 20 plus years. And now she's retired and she gets her money that comes in, and I'm happy for her. But I'm not giving 20
right.
years of my life to a job that I didn't even want to be at, that I didn't even enjoy. That's 20 years of your life that you're not even getting back. Like, I'd rather be a McDonald's fry shaker and happy shaking fries than be at a job that I didn't even like for 20 years. So, you know what I mean? Just things like that, I definitely want people to be aware that sometimes, like, once again, your family can be your enemy as well. You know, it can hold you back from a life that you could have.
Right. I want to add to that. Just like you said, you know, your mother, she worked a 9-to-5. She's retired. That's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You know, but a lot of times people are not who they really want to be because they're living the life their parents or their ancestors, you know, wanted them to be. So people are teachers and not really teachers, if that makes sense. That's why they're being low down to these kids. It's people in this court system. That's where this injustice is coming from, because they're in positions that they don't even want to be in, but they're trying to make mama and daddy look good. See, I ain't worried about mom and daddy looking good because they didn't have their time. They have already lived. You know, I even stop and think about things like a lot of my family, where I am today, they weren't there at that age. And sometimes people can be jealous. I know it's sad, but it hurts, but it's the truth. Also, don't allow people to deal with you when they want to deal with you. That can trigger, you know, you being stagnant and your depression and you not being able to heal, because they deal with you when they want to. You can't ever call them for anything. Everybody want a word from you, but you can't even be heard. Nobody wants to hear you because they're looking at where you are, you know, not knowing that you're in that position to humble them. But now, when you can rub two nickels together, nobody wanted you. But now you can rub all the nickels together. Everybody want to talk to you.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
This ain't that.
Sorry about that, guys.
I love you.
Sorry about that.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry about that, guys. Technical difficulties. My phone was off, and I was trying to get something, but I'm back. But
you go.
Sorry about that, guys. But I know it's getting close to the end of the show, and I really, really appreciate, you know, Dr. Brittany and Indigo for, you know, really vibing with me. I really appreciate it. I love the love that you guys had gave to the listeners. I love the love that y'all really, y'all inspired me, because I'm still, you know, accepting myself, accepting a lot of things with myself, you know what I'm saying? And I just, like I said, I just wake up in the morning and I look myself in the mirror like, you're beautiful, you're somebody, you know what I'm saying? And listening to your words also, Indigo, and you know, your words after your workout, and I really do appreciate this. I really do. This is love. And you know, shout out your Indigo. Can you shout out your Facebook, your Instagram before we leave out? Where they can find you.
So for my Instagram, if you're looking for fitness, then it's Indi, is Indi _ life and fitness. So that's that one. And then also, you know, just started.
Don't forget your outfit line too, your apparel line.
We're about 3 weeks in. You know, I have started my own clothing line. It's called Adonye.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, thank you. It's Adonyas. You know, like, females be like, yes. So I just made it like that. You know what I mean? You know, just add a little swag to it. Yeah. So, but, yeah, definitely, like I said, check it out if y'all have some time. Definitely would love the support. Even if it's something small, it's just a follow. That is greatly appreciated as well. You know, much love to everyone.
And you too, Dr. Brittany. Shout your praise out and shout what you do as well. And then we're going to end it out.
Okay. Well, you can find me on Instagram under Dr. Brittany, D-R-B-R-I-T-T-K-N-E-E. And on Facebook, Dr. Brittany. What happened? On Facebook, it's Dr. Brittany, D-R-B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y-C, Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N. What I do is I'm a spiritual advisor, counselor, guardiologist, you name it. I help bring the inner you out of you. So with that being said, to either one of you or any of your listeners, I don't want anything from you but to see you be great. So if you need help with anything, your confidence, your spirituality, anything, I'm here for you. I want to see you make it. And we're not building my platform. We're building our platform. We're building God's platform.
Mm.
Our struggle has made us a big deal in the kingdom. So you can also catch me on Fridays on the WPGR Network at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time with My Inheritance with Gaudiologist Dr. Brittany. And, again, if I can do anything or be an assist to you all, again, I don't want anything from you but to see you be great. Contact me.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it again. And you guys already know Naturally Made Empress D for yoga inspiration and meditation. My page is Naturally _Made_EmpressD, where I give inspiration, meditation, and yoga advice. And that's the end of the show. I love you guys, and I love y'all for giving y'all love. Peace.
Love you too.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, guys. Thank you. Peace out, everyone.
Bye-bye.